I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word, it's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, out of school and out of control. Set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold, and going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't wanna be told. I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, save your soul. I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo, and anywhere I went I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated EGO. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, save your soul. And I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto. Where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow. But what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow you around. And I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground. Two hands bound to a siren sound. None of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone. A voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be. If I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before. Believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow if you will be my bow. And anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated to the point where I decided to chop the mic. But my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world of sin, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God has sent a guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gift, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Soul Sister Radio. Hope everybody feels great this morning. I want to share something that happened last week. We as a body in the church experienced the death of Pastor Rick Warren's son, Matthew Warren, and he suffered from mental illness, and he was troubled by that, and last week he committed suicide, and it was something that obviously is very painful for the family, but through that suffering, you know, it has really brought the church together, and he has asked us to basically sign an online petition by going on saddleback.com, or if you have Facebook, you can go to facebook.com, Pastor Rick Warren. Basically, add your voice and your signature to this petition to help young ladies and men who suffer from mental illnesses. And it's really us coming together in prayer for this family and for those who suffer for this. And we really send out our hearts, our thoughts, and prayers to the Warren family as they go through this. And we definitely hurt for them. We want to say a quick little prayer, you know, to welcome in the morning and to glorify God. Father God, we thank you for the majestic, our majestic lives, really. Just the fact that we can wake up every morning and have a breath of air. It's a miracle in itself that you really created us for a purpose. And we really pray that this could be an amazing opportunity for all of us to come together and to honor you and praise you, Father, as we are a hurting world. And it's really our opportunity just to come to you and say, Father, help us, lift us up, put us in the palm of your hands to take care of us. And we love you so much. We pray that you bless the listeners as they listen to Becoming Her here on Soul Sister Radio. We love you, and in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Soul Sister Radio.
Show is hot out here. You know? I don't mind though. Glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Good morning and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday on Soul Sister Radio. This is Becky Phelps with your morning, a Heart for Worship show. And I just want to welcome everyone that's listening online or on the phone or in our chat rooms this morning. We welcome you to the show. I hope you guys had a great week. Today should be a good show. I really have been seeking God this week and just really, you know, asking Him what He wants for us this week. And so I think this will be a great show to just nourish your soul and encourage you and lift you up for the week ahead of us. So first I want to say thank you to our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited, DMV Builders and Remodeling, Spa Gems, and Naturopathic Center for Wellness. We just thank you so much for all your support. We couldn't do this without you, and we just appreciate you. So thank you so much. Today's show, if you were with us last week, well, actually, you know what, let me just take that back real quick. I want to just make sure that I'm starting each show with opening in a prayer. So, Lord, I just thank you for this morning and the ability to wake up and breathe a breath and have another day here on this earth with those that I care and love and be able to, you know, that we're able to just breathe in. And I just ask, Lord, right now that you would just come and your Holy Spirit would dwell within each of us, Lord, that's listening online or on the phone, Lord, or in the archives, and that you would just give us a special touch this morning, that you would just welcome us into your presence and you would worship, and as we worship you, Lord, and that you would just have fellowship with us and that you are our friend, and we thank you for that. You're so much to us and you mean so much to us, Lord, and we just give this time to you in your precious name. Amen. So this week, I just really had on my spirit that we're busy people. And last week, as I talked to you about spirit and soul and that we're spirit beings and that our bodies are our vehicles through this life, and, you know, just so many things were stirring in my spirit. And the one thing that just really kind of was laid on my heart was being still. You know, you think about our bodies being a vehicle, and we need to honor our bodies, and our bodies are our temples, and we need to take care of those bodies with rest and with nourishment and good food and health, because this is what we have for the walk here on earth. And it can be a long walk, and if we're not careful, it can be a short walk, because we can ruin that temple and it can crumble. So with God's grace and direction and wisdom, we can take care of that so that our spirit resides in a beautiful, beautiful temple that reflects, has an outward reflection of Christ who lives in us. And one thing that hinders us from being able to honor that temple and honor our spirit and honor the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit that lives within us is busyness. And I had mentioned this previously before, but I'll just say it again. You know, an acronym for busy is bound under Satan's yoke. And Satan's biggest objection, or objection, I don't even know if I'm saying that right, bear with me. His biggest goal is to keep us deceived. And he can deceive us with busyness. He can keep us, you know, thinking that we need to do so many things, whether that's, you know, work for God in church and in ministry and, you know, be active in all these PTAs and soccer teams and outreaches and just doing so many things, busy with sports and trips and vacations. And the biggest one right now is work, because we're all just so busy trying to make ends meet and support and provide for our families that we just get busy and we forget to put God at the center of our life. And not intentionally, it's never intentionally, because our heart's never fully saying, oh God, I don't have time for you. But in the actions throughout our day, if we get too busy, we are saying that. And so he just laid on my heart to share with his children to just be still, because when we're still, that's when our mind, our will and our emotions, our soul can connect with our spirit, and we can be one with God, because that's what I said last night. We are one with God. We are spirit beings. So in order to let our spirit come out, we have to be still. And if we want to know what God's plan is for us, we have to be quiet enough and still enough so that we can let his spirit speak to our spirit. And so that's what he laid on my heart this week to share with you. He took me to Psalm 46. So I'm just going to read that a little bit of Psalm 46. And then we're going to go into worship. And our worship today is going to be a little bit different. I picked two songs
One is a beautiful song called Yahweh, and the other one is called Spontaneous Worship. And so I'm going to read the scripture, and then as we go into that time of prayer and worship and sitting before the presence of God, really understand that spontaneous worship is that that just comes from our spirit, that just comes out as we sit before the throne of God and before our Maker, and we just pour out our heart to Him, and we just be still and let His Spirit speak to our spirit. So I hope that you enjoy it. I really want you to go deep today. I want you to just really focus and go to that place where you can just connect. But today is about connection and being still. And Psalm 46 is a scripture that he brought to me today, and I just want to read a little bit. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Selah. Selah means pause, be still. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, and that river is the river of God in our spirits. The holy place is where the Most High dwells. Well, He dwells in us. So the Spirit has that living water. God has that living water running through us constantly, but we have to be still so we can fill ourselves up. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall, and He lifts His voice, and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations He has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with His fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will exalt in all the earth. And the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. So I just hope at this time, you know, my prayers for you that you can Selah while we go into worship, and that you have a wonderful, wonderful spirit-to-spirit time with your Father. And I hope you enjoy Yahweh.
Thank you. all-consuming fire. Come burn in me. Come burn in me. Come burn in me. Come burn in me. Come burn in me.
Radio.
Hey, sheeple.
This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sister Sunday.
Good morning and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday and on Soul Sister Radio. And this is Maria DiGiovanni, and we have Magdalena Gomez, who is on out in the field, and we're going to talk to her in a second. And we have Miss Rebecca Lawler, and it is Church Reboot here on Soul Sister Sunday. And I have to tell you that it is such an amazing time that before we opened up the show, I had all the women get on and get on the phone with me, and it's just to take that 30 seconds with God just to breathe and then have the opening of the show really, really has blessed me. So I do want to say welcome to everybody in our chat room. Welcome to the ladies of Worship Fit in New Jersey. And it's always wonderful knowing that you're listening to us and that Coretta Dahl is with us in the chat room soon. I know that she's going to be there, and Doreen and Becky. And Becky, your show is amazing, and I cannot wait to go back and listen to it in detail. But today, we are going to be talking about becoming her. But before we do, let's say hello to Magdalena Gomez out in the field. Please, Magdalena, tell everybody what you are doing today.
I am out here inside the farmer's trailer, actually RV. I'm thinking that we're going to borrow for Soul Sister Radio on the road in the future. But I'm at a March of Dimes event in which my company, Service Mastery, sponsored. And this organization is basically to help families and preemies, babies who are born early, to basically help save their lives. It's a great organization. I'm really proud to be here, and bless all the babies that have survived because of organizations like this.
Yay! Then we have Rebecca on the west or east coast. How are you, beautiful? How's the weather over there?
The weather is a little cloudy, but it's great today. You know, that is a wonderful, Magdalena, that's a great resource and helps so many kids, the March of Dimes does. So I think that's just a great organization. So I'm happy that you're there this morning.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We can do church from anywhere, and that's what this radio show is all about. Okay, it's redefining, rebooting the definition of what church is, because truly we were at an event the other night, and that was church. You know, to me, it's when you're sitting and you're really communicating and building those relationships and going back to that which is new in what the original blueprint, but we're going to talk about that in a minute. I would love Magdalena to open us up in prayer before we do anything.
Yes. Thank you so much. Dear Father God, I just want to thank you so much for the joy that, you know, that you wake us up with every day, God, because it's your love and your faith that really just fills me up, and I know it just fills everyone else up. And I just really want to say a prayer that I found in Philemon, and I just think it's so beautiful. It's Thanksgiving in prayer. So this is a prayer. It says, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers because I hear about your faith in the Lord, Jesus, and your love for all the saints. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, my brothers and sisters, and soul sisters, I will say, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. So I really pray for that. I also want to pray for Becky's son-in-law's, his mother. She is very fragile. She is basically with her family dealing with cancer, and it's, you know, she is at a terminal state. I just pray that you bless the family as you bring them together for this cause. And I just pray that all our hearts are united today. I pray that our hearts, our mind will be open to accept the word. And I'm just so grateful, Father, to be called your daughter, or a.k.a. Dort, because I'm a daughter of the risen King. And I just want to say amen and amen to the church.
Thank you so much. And you sound like you're having already so much fun over there, Magdalena. And again, I wanted
thank
to thank you, you know, for being as dedicated as you are to all the causes that you as an ambassador for Christ is out there doing. And again, this is what this show is about. It's called Becoming Her. And real quick, I wanted to share that I have created a new before and after picture. And it's an interesting thing, becoming her, because what you think is what you will become. And I don't know the scripture off the top of my head, and I didn't prepare for that. But it truly is what you think is what you will become. And if you've had the opportunity on Facebook, all of our listeners on Facebook, to look at the picture of the before, that was 4 years after I left an abusive situation. And truly, it only took that person a couple times to call me stupid, fat, and ugly before I became stupid, fat, and ugly. Or if you look at the photos, that's definitely the reflection of what my soul was feeling, and you can definitely see that. And over the years, I have become, and when I met you, Rebecca, gosh, all those years ago, I was so fragile and new on this walk of becoming her. And God kind of, when we were throwing these together, you know, the dork over there at her event,
no.
You know, come up with acronyms.
I'm the proudest dork that I know, and I brag about it all the time.
But she is a dork. And with no disrespect to blonde, she is the darkest blonde I've ever met in my life.
Rebecca, I'm really a blonde and a trapped in a Latin woman's body with black hair. I don't know how that happened. I really don't.
Oh, my God. Sometimes
yeah,
they could... Sometimes I get kidded about being a blonde too, and I don't really mean it. So they all say she's just real pretty. Okay, just don't listen to her. She's
no, no, no. But you're more of a British bird. You're a British bird. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like that, darling. I absolutely love that. To be honest with you.
Well, it's funny because when I first met you, Rebecca, I was really new on this walk, and. There's
right.
So many things that happen to you or happens to us when we walk on this walk. And with my before picture was taken probably four years before I met you. And that's when I was pretty much getting to the point where I was going, wow, I'm pretty sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I don't know what's wrong
right.
with me. And I don't know what to do to make this better. But I just knew that whatever it was, it wasn't the name, because the photo that you was after the second battle, okay? Magdalena, I'm going to put you on mute real quick because you have background noise. You got it? Okay. The picture that you see is after the second battle of fighting for custody of my child against a law enforcement officer. If anyone has ever battled anyone in law enforcement in our judicial system, you know that it's a bit difficult. So right. after fighting for her for two times and the judge telling me I had to go back to family therapy with my abuser, I thought, okay, this is never going to work, okay? And that is where you saw me. And the name, Rebecca, that I was called when I looked like that photo, okay, was I was
right.
narcissistic, hedonistic, histrionic. I mean, all these names, what you think is what you will become, correct?
I so, believe that.
When I met you, I carried around a notebook. And now, Joanna, you didn't know me then. I carried around a notebook, and on the back of that notebook, there is something that I wanted to read. Because, again, the first song that we're going to hear is going to be bringing us back to basics, okay? And because I really needed a blueprint of what a good woman was. What? How do you even recognize what a beautiful woman or what a good woman is? Which brings us to our foundational scripture, and we're not going to read it right off the bat, but it is Proverbs 31, and it talks about a noble woman, okay, or a noble wife, a noble partner, a noble friend, okay? And as you know, we had His Excellency on last week, so we understand that we are under the umbrella of nobility, which is amazing that God has placed us here. And but when I met you there, I had to read this every day in order for me to redefine what I was, because it definitely was not what I was supposed to be. And the acronym for B is beyond expectations. And there is a scripture that I want Magdalena to read right now. And because when I was reading, or this was all coming about, it was Jeremiah 29:11, when God kept saying, it's beyond your expectation. You have no idea where I'm taking you and all these women that are following you. So I would like for you to read, Magdalena, Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes, and part in the background. Okay, the gorgeous quote. I said, okay, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon my name and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
Amen. Okay.
I love that scripture. That is beautiful.
I love it, too.
For hope and a future.
I'm going to read real quick because, again, I didn't know. And there's a lot of women out there that may look like my before picture, and you're wondering, how did I get to the after? And it was truly, I was at that place, and I didn't know. So I would pick this up every day, and I would read it over and over and over. How to recognize a good woman. A good woman is proud of herself. She respects herself and others. She is aware of who she is. She neither seeks definition from the person she is with, nor does she expect them to read her mind. She is quite capable of articulating her needs. A good woman is hopeful. She is strong enough to make all of her dreams come true. She knows love, therefore she gives love. She recognizes that her love has great value and must be reciprocated. If her love is taken for granted, it soon disappears. A good woman has a dash of inspiration and a dabble of endurance. She knows that she will at times have to inspire others to reach the potential God gave them. A good woman knows her past, understands her present, and moves towards her future. A good woman knows God. She knows that with God, the world is her playground, but without God, she will just be played with. A good woman doesn't live in fear of the future because of her past. Instead, she understands that her life's experiences are merely lessons meant to bring her closer to self-knowledge and unconditional self. Love. Now, Rebecca, when you met me, I was far from the before picture that you see now, because I read this every day so I could really understand what a Proverbs 31 woman was all about. And every day I had people tell me, Maria, you're already there. And I would go, yeah, right, you have no idea, okay? Because as you know, my beautiful friends, we were on the floor during that time, most of the time, going, oh, my God, are you kidding me? So I want Magdalena right now to read Proverbs 31, 1 through 7. Are you there?
All right. Yes, yes. I had to unmute myself, too, because I have people coming in and out of this trailer. So Proverbs 31, 1 through 7?
Yes.
You mean from the epilogue of, because it starts at verse 10.
Yeah, I think she means 10, yeah.
One,
the wife of
noble. No, I want 1 through 7.
Okay, got it. All right, we'll go through there. Okay, it says, the saying of the king Lemuel, an oracle of his mother taught him, O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what the law decrees and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Give beer to those who are perishing, wine to those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more.
Now, when you choose to become this woman, we have spent the last few weeks learning about Mary, learning about Esther, understanding who these women are, understanding that when I look at you, Rebecca, when I look at you, Magdalena, when I look at the women in our chat room, I recognize these women in all of you. But how did we get there? Okay? Because most of us, like I said, most of us were in that anguish that Proverbs 31 is talking about right here. That anguish when we're on the floor. Rebecca, how many times, my beautiful friend, were we on the floor together?
Well, we were on the floor a lot together. And when you say, you know, for the listeners to understand that, we had kind of, many times because of our past of pain and what we had gone through for me as a child and for you with your relationship with your previous husband, it had been very painful. And there are many times when we really wanted to give up. And, you know, I think that through our walk together, God really believed that the Lord gave us each other to really make it through that time. And that's why, you know, what we have right here with this radio show and the bonds that we have created with the women that you've spoken about this morning and those that are listening, it's truly been a healing experience, you know, for both of us that we really wanted to come and share that with other people.
Exactly.
So that's why
this song that we're going to play first, really, it takes us back to basics. It takes us back to a time that's innocent. It's all about what glam more is all about, and I'm going to have Magdalena talk about that in a minute. You know, and this song, when you sit back and listen to it, I really want you to understand that it's when you get to that point that you understand where God is and being in love with God. Like I said, I never understood what that meant till I understood that when I looked in the mirror, it was the person reflecting Jack at me. That's who it is. And again, I look at my before or my after picture now, and we were at an event on Friday, and our amazing four guardian was talking to us after the event, and he's saying, wow, Maria, these pictures are amazing. And I said, you know, it's shocking to me because I still, when I see myself in my reflection, I still see the before picture. So truly, it is that God within us. And so I want you to listen to this song and really understand that God takes us back, and it's like being in heaven. It's beyond expectation, okay? It is that character. When you hear this song, I want you to listen to the character of the little girl within you. Does that make sense? Okay? Because we all want to go back to that innocent heart, okay? and we want to find that safe place. And this song truly, truly makes me feel that way. So I'm going to go ahead and play it now, and it's called Angel Baby. And the other reason why I chose this song is because it's the one song that I used to sing when I was with Lauren when we were in the hospital when she was first born. And it really brought me back to feeling that innocent love that we're supposed to feel for ourselves, that we're supposed to be able to sing to the Joe within us, that God within us, that person that we love unconditionally, that we want to reflect in that person that we want to love us. So here we go, Angel Baby. Sometimes I just have to go with what the Holy Spirit is telling me, and I'm really glad we listened to that song, because what, how does that make you feel, Rebecca, when you hear that song?
Well, I just, first of all, I love that song. You know, it goes back to, you think, you know, I don't know, it kind of takes me back to the late 70s, early 80s, and, you know, I think that as a woman, I mean, we all, and as people, I mean, we all want to feel love. You know, we all want to feel God's love in our life. And many times, I know on my journey, I've looked in other places. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like I've looked for it in other people, or I've looked for love through, you know, giving and wanting other people to love me. Or, I mean, there have been times that I've looked for love in things and, you know, or in many things. And the truth is we will never find love in anything else but in God and mm-hmm. in loving ourselves. And then through having and experiencing God's love, we can love other people and then we can receive His love.
Exactly.
And if I can also say this, you know, having come from an abusive childhood, that has been part of my journey, is being able to love myself and to accept myself and to feel God's love in my life and other mm-hmm. people's love for me. So it's one of my favorite songs, Maria.
I know. That's because yeah. we are. And we want to experience that innocent love. It's a perfect example. And one of the greatest things that God brought to my attention is the event that we're going to be doing in August is going back in time to the next generation. And it's funny because our meet and greet is going to be an American Bandstand night, simply because I really believe we have to go back. We have to go back to the basics, and we have to find that little angel baby within all of us. So it is what I want to attract in the man, you know, in my life. So if I don't feel that for me, how can I attract that into my life? So it's,
absolutely.
You know, thank you. Exactly. And so, you know, mm-hmm. that's when you choose to start to become her, okay, you have mm-hmm. to take that precious little girl that's within you, and it's almost like a workout. It's a character workout. You read that blueprint every day, and you're working out your character, okay? And mm-hmm. when, you know, and it's hard because when you get near to God, and this is why your heart is so important, because your heart does skip a beat when God is with you. It's an amazing time when you finally sit there and look at yourself in the mirror and go, okay, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And all these names that people have called me or put into my cup don't belong to me anymore, so I have to do a workout. And as Magdalena knows, I do not like to work out, but she is the workout queen. And I know that God brought her into our environment, Rebecca. You know, you and I have been together 12 years, going on 13 years. And you know, Magdalena's our little newbie here at 2 years. And but she's here because she brings in the essence of this little innocent, sexy, God-loving woman. And sexy, what does it mean, Magdalena? Do you remember what sexy, the acronym for sexy is?
Yes. You're asking me or Rebecca?
You.
It's spiritually empowered, exonerated you.
Exactly, okay. And I know that God brought Magdalena into my space personally, because over the last 7 years after the rape, I've kind of turned in on myself. And I forgot what that woman is all about. And so she forces me to glam up. And I want
boop
you
it
to
up.
Explain, boop it up, exactly. And I want you to explain what glamour, and the way that we spell it is G-L-A-M-O-R-E. And it is a half and half between glamming it up and amore. So why don't you explain, because there is, no one could love you like you do, and no one loves you like God loves you. So how do you teach women to glamour it up?
Well, the way I think about it is like when, you know, as little girls or even as adults, you know, Sunday was always about dressing up, and, you know, you're dressing up for God. So, again, when I wake up every day and I get ready for work or for whatever it is, I feel like if I'm an ambassador for God, I need to dress up in His honor. And that's exactly what I do. And about doing that, you want to portray the beauty within you, inside and outside, but you also want, you know, you want the world to see that. And doing that basically is, you know, how we represent ourselves. And it really is a matter of self-love. When we love ourselves and we're connected to God, we're going to be those ambassadors. But, you know, it's also about being sexy. And what is sexy? As we said, it's being spiritually empowered. How do you empower yourself? Your clothing is your weapon, per se. But also, too, it's about expressing yourself confidently. That is also what sexy means in this. And when we go out there and we express our confidence in God, you know, there is that innocence, and that is what, you know, looping it up means, or going more, because it is about self-love, and self-love is from God, and that is what glamour is, that we are booping it up, glamming it up for God, because we're inspired by God's love. And it's that confidence that sets us free, that we can be these, you know, spiritually empowered, exonerated women, us. And it's about, you know, sexy doesn't mean that you don't have that innocence. And to me, I always use Betty Boop, because she is this cute little cartoon character that exudes the sexy confidence, but yet she still has that little girl spirit in her. And that's something I don't want to lose within me, is that little girl. And I know that that's what we all protect, and we're protecting our inner child. And that is what glamour is about, self-love, protecting that self-love, and being proud of our beauty internally, externally, and how we are ambassadors for God out on the field every day. You know, when I tell Marie, I'm like, come on, we got to do it, because we're out there. We're field representatives. We're just missing our wings.
No, we got a picture of you with your wings, God. But here's where I've been waiting to say this, and this is the most appropriate moment. No need to feel blue, my brothers, because you now have soul sisters.
Yeah, that was eloquently
put, my dear friend.
No more blues, no more singing the blues, because we all can sing the blues, and I think too many people sing the blues, and we need to be rejoicing in our spirit, in our confidence, because, as we said, if God is for us, who can be against us? You know, we are walking with God's army, and yeah, there's other armies out there, but it's about us putting up our spiritual guard up and protecting ourselves. I know we face temptations daily, you know, whether it's laziness or whatever it is that wants to attack our spirit and bring us down. But when we're on fire, you can't stop us. And that's the fire that's within me. And as I see these March of Dimes people trying to warm up people for the 5K, it's really exciting. You know, I feel empowered just being around people right now. But I know that I need to be a shining light out on this field. And, you know, I'm here representing a farmer's booth, Farmers Insurance, and they're like, can we put you on the payroll? Because you're like team spirit. I'm like, when they were saying farmers, I'm like, we are farmers. Bump, ba-dum, bump, bump. This is great. I need to have all my farmers agents listen to the show, because I'm like, I'm your preferred vendor. Anyway, back to Soul Sister.
So, Rebecca, what do you think about glamour?
Well, I think that it is, you know, I think that, first of all, if I can just say this myself, that, you know, you're talking about Proverbs and we're talking about women, and I think it really kind of says that in Proverbs, where if you're talking about, the appearance of this woman was never even mentioned. What was mentioned was that her attractiveness comes from her character.
Yeah, we're gonna read that in 1 second. So that is so important. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. But what I'm saying is, you know, really our beauty and our who we really are on the outside. Really, I mean, I think there's a saying that says, "Pretty is as pretty does." You know, you have to be beautiful on the inside to portray beauty on the outside. And the importance of us all knowing that God, you know, has our character and that he has created in us and loves each and every one of us. And, you know, when we feel beautiful, we are able to share that beauty and that glamour, like, you know, Magdalena said, with others. And people are attracted to that. I mean, how many times have we been, you know, together where we, even just in October, where we went in, you know, Beth was there, there were several of us, and people were attracted to the love that we had in our hearts, and we were able to share and do for others. And I think that that's what, you know, we were just talking about right now.
And the one thing that I want to interject here is that, and it brings us back to, and where we're going to go ahead and read about this noble woman in a minute, And, you know, it's funny because we are all ordinary women. You, I'm ordinary, you're ordinary, Magdalene is ordinary.
That's right.
We're ordinary, okay? And I was reading something the other day because on Diana, Lady Diana, and she was just ordinary is what it said. And even though she was an aristocrat, which means she was upper class, okay, she was still ordinary, okay? She was not born royal. She was considered ordinary, but, of course, by her heritage, just like your heritage and my heritage, we are God's children, okay? By her heritage, her grace, her charm, and beauty, she was anything but ordinary, which is really funny that that's what it said, because when I started radio, it was on this radio station, Anything But Ordinary. And I find it funny that God brings us all back around to something that's important. So I want Magdalena to read right now, if it's quiet where you are. If not, then I'll have Rebecca read. And it's Proverbs 31, and I want you to read 10 through 20 right now.
Okay, the wife of noble character, but it could be the sister of noble character.
Amen.
It says, I'm going to put sister instead of wife, but a sister of noble character who can find. She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband, or her brother in the Lord, has full confidence in her, and she lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax, and she works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She works out. She sees that her trading is profitable, and she invests in the stock market too. And her lamp does not go out at night. She's like Maria. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Amen.
Stop right there. She's clothed in fine linen and purple. It's funny because all of my bedding on my bed is purple. I never thought about that. Anyway, the next song that we're going to sing, okay, because when you, this woman that you just read about, she's amazing. Look at her. Look at everything that she does, okay? Why wouldn't I want to become this woman? Wow, okay? Why wouldn't any man want to be with this kind of a woman? However, Rebecca, how many times after we have been on the floor and scraping each other up, or Magdalena, you've walked into a room, or we've walked into a room, that people's perception of us, just because of the way we look, what's the one word that we usually get? They're a bunch of bitches, correct?
Well, oh, they think I'm a prima donna when people see me.
You.
I mean, people, yeah. I mean, that and other things.
Because I want, there is a process when you go from the before to the after. But the one thing that I want to make clear is that once you start walking this path, especially with the people around you, Rebecca, we're redefining what that word means, and it's beautifully intentional treasures created as hot. That's right, hot.
Holy hotness.
Soul. Okay. Why are we hot? Not hot because we walk into a room and men see us a certain way and they perceive us right away as being hot, but they have no idea of the fiery furnaces we have just walked out of. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You there, Rebecca? Did I lose
you?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So it's funny because when I pick this next song, I'm a bitch. I thought, wow, we're going to do a show soon on redefining what those bad words that people try to throw out our way and what they really mean. And now we are a bunch of bitches. We are beautifully intentional treasures, okay, that God created as hot. We have been refined. And just like a diamond in your heart, we sparkle now. And that's the confidence that we can walk with, because that's the truth, okay? Underneath this song, again, when I read it, I was listening to it, and I thought to myself, this is so much of the walk that I've walked through, okay? Because how many times when you were on the floor, Rebecca, that you hated the world today, okay? I just hate the world today, and I just want to go to the other side, okay, and get away from it all, okay? And until you see a total change. And then, again, I started breaking down the words of the song. But I want you guys to listen to the song first, okay? Because truly, all of us women who have walked through this path, okay? Actually, I'm not. I'm going to continue to break it down. Part of the song, because one of the, and I'm not sure, Rebecca, if you've gone through it, was there ever a time that you went through to the other side and but you were so out of balance that you almost did become a bitch? Meaning, there was a time in my life that I would walk out of the house and I would wear sunglasses and people would perceive me a certain way. So was there ever a time that it took you, that you were became harder?
Well, I think probably, I mean, I'm sure... You know, there probably was a time when I probably was angry at times, you know, where I was, you know, where, and maybe it could have been obviously perceived as that, but, you know, that, you know, you when you do have and you have been through difficult times in your life, you know, God has to heal that within you. And, you know, so there might be times where that was, you know, unintentionally, if I ever, you know, didn't mean to, you know, be or hurt anybody, but I'm sure that there were times when, you know, when I could have been perceived that. But I, you know, I think that when you do walk through the furnace, and I believe that in our lives we all have to, because, you know, I think that we all have to go through things to be who God really wants us to be. And this is all, you know, it's a journey. Our life is a journey to become more like Christ and to become more like God wants us to be. And so,
first
I think
that Proverbs 31 woman, okay? It takes a lot of refining to become, I mean, look what she read about this woman. It's like, wow, that she's got a lot going on. But it takes a lot. You're walking. Look at what you're creating. You're creating business opportunities for women all over the world. It takes an amazing woman to get there. This is, you know, and sometimes you have to be that strong woman. And sometimes anger does come out in the different things that are going on because we walk through triggers every day, okay? And sometimes we can be a bitch, but we are a lover. We're still God's child. We're mothers, okay? We're sinners, we're saints, okay? But the one thing that I'm really happy about as we walk through this journey is that I don't feel ashamed anymore, Rebecca. I don't.
Right.
Okay? You get to a certain point where you go back and you read that Proverbs 31. You go back and you read your blueprint. You look at your life and you see the truth, and you may not be where you used to be, and you may not be where you want to be, but thank God you're not where you used to be. You know what I mean?
Thank goodness. Exactly.
Okay? So, you know, and you meet it was funny because I've been walking this path with different people in my life, and it took the death of this person's niece for that person to finally see me break and have an emotional moment because I've been so out of balance. And so this song, when I listen to it, I really think of the steps that I've gone through on my healing journey, which I know you've gone through it. And we are all these women rolled up into one, okay? So I'm going to play the song now, kick back, listen, and enjoy this song because it is really fun.
But you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath. innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried, must have been relieved to see the softy side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you, I'm a little bit of everything. All roll into one, I'm a bit. When I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change.
Truly
This is not for a simple woman to do. You get me, Rebecca?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And also,
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, you go ahead, sweetie. You're right.
It's funny because the one thing, too, that I appreciate about all of us and about the guardians in my life is that we don't try to save each other, okay? And that's the other thing that's really important is that we all understand that each of us are not each other's savior. We may be the only Jesus someone sees today, okay? However, we're not that person's savior. And that's the greatest thing that I think is one of the most important things on all of our healing journey is that we understand that he's our savior. We always focus back to the head, that the head of the department here, which we are only parts of the body. So, and again, when people are suffering around us, Rebecca and Magdalena, you both know that we are undercover angels. We truly, truly are, and it's just the place that God has us. So here we are, and we get to a place, and now we've gone from the before, and we have gone through the fiery furnace to become hot and refined in order to set that diamond so we can sparkle, and we've become pretty girls. How do you guys feel about that?
Fabulous.
Well,
you know what? I mean, it's kind of like this is part of our crowning as God is walking us through this process. And part of this process, even though it's been a difficult journey, it's like God's gentle reward upon us. You know what? It's like a little blessing that you never thought always, you know. I was like always this like little ugly duckling, and then in high school I had this Marge Simpson hairdo with my fro, and you know, it's just really amazing. It's really amazing to see like a transformation take place. It's like when I was a little girl, I was an old woman in a sense, and now that I'm an older woman, it's like God has given me youth again. He has replenished me.
You are definitely becoming her. Humbly embracing your royalty. I want you to read, finish reading Proverbs. You're going to start at 23 through 31.
Okay, Proverbs. You see, sorry, I closed my. I call. You know what I call my Bible, Rebecca? You're gonna laugh.
What?
At me.
Tell me.
I call it my Justin Bieble.
You're who? I'm sorry.
You know how there's Justin. You know, there's Bieber, Justin Bieber. I call my Bible my Justin Bieber. And I call it a Bieber instead of a Bieber. But
he's a dork.
I am a dork. But, you know, Maria gets it now. Okay. So,
she's blonde, right? No, just kidding.
Yeah. So Proverbs 31, verse 23, her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. I'm laughing. Okay. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned and let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
Amen. Okay. We are definitely pretty girls, and my dear friends, we definitely rock. And the next song, that is the next song that we're going to play. And the reason why I picked it, and I want you to read Scripture, Revelations 19:12, because it starts off this song again. And one of the most important things is your name. He knows us by name. And the song right off, my name is. And once you can look at your reflection and know my name is, I am, okay, then you understand why when you take photos, those pictures fly back with red eyes at you. So please read Revelations 19:12.
His eyes are like blazing fire. On his head are many crowns. He has written a name on him, and no one knows but himself.
Okay. When again, this song, it says, it's a little bit scary. As you ladies know, sometimes when I look at my after pictures now, I really don't recognize who the woman is. And that's what I was sharing with our ambassador, our guardian, the other night. And it is a bit scary. When you put me in your clothes, Magdalena, and I look a certain way, like I did the other day, I'm not comfortable with that. Being a pretty girl sometimes is not a comfortable place to be. And people out there, again, perceive us a certain way, but it is pretty scary. And boys then want to, you know, come up to you. Some man picked you up in the event that we were at the other night, and they want to marry you and do all these crazy things, and they stare at your, oh, and we got big butts. Rebecca, we got to talk about that I throw this in there, but we'll talk about that. But they look, they stare at you at certain places, but it's really amazing how lately Magdalena and I will walk into a room and people will perceive us a certain way, and by the time we're done, they sincerely are looking at us going, wow, what can we do to help you guys? Because I really believe that Holy Spirit, that God within, that those red eyes that are just beaming, that's when I take off my glasses, when he wants me to go on. Because I know that he's within, and it's pretty powerful. And being a pretty girl, you know, people sometimes hate you because you're pretty. And I've gotten so many issues with that. Again, well, she's narcissistic. No, I'm not narcissistic, truly. When I look at myself, I still see the before, so it can't be narcissistic, okay? So this song, I picked it just because, wow, I want you to sit down, listen to it, and Rebecca, when we come back, we're only going to have a couple minutes, and I want you to go ahead and end us in prayer. So we're going to listen to Pretty Girl Rock, and I may end it quick. So here we go.
My name is Carrie. I'm so very fly. Oh my, it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry, looking at my dairy. Yeah, you can stay, but if you touch it, I'm a fairy. Pretty as a picture, sweeter than a sister. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's with you. I don't gotta talk about it, baby, you can see it. But if you won't, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Carrie.
we're going to actually talk about the price of being beautiful. And I love that we could end it right there. So, Rebecca, I would love for you to go ahead and end us in prayer. You've got about 30 seconds, my beautiful friend.
Okay. Thank you. Lord, just thank you for this day, Father, and thank you for your love for us. Thank you for this for the book of Proverbs, Lord, for this reading that we had today, teaching us to be of strong character, having great wisdom, many skills, and compassion for humankind, Lord. Thank you for your love and for your grace and for your mercy in our lives. We love you, Father, and just thank you for all that you do and for allowing us to have a relationship with you and for all that you did on the cross for us. In your precious name, bless us all, Lord. Bless our families and just bless our time together next week and protect us this week. In your precious name, amen.
Amen.
I want to thank everybody. And again, go out, read Proverbs 31. Listen to the blueprint and become her, because it will be beyond your expectations. See you next week.